Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hey everybody, Timo from The Bulwark here. I was on my way home from California, and when I'm on the airplane, I like to watch right-wing media to monitor what's happening over there for you guys. And, I don't like to watch it as much in my own home. Don't want to subject the family to it. And so I'm on the plane. Coming home, I see some interesting stuff, and I'm posting about it on social media, and ended up creating a little incident with one of the hosts on Fox News, making the most out of my airtime, you know, making some waves while we're just flying the friendly skies, and so I want to get to that, but just a little bit of kind of bigger picture context on what I'm seeing watching Fox. A bunch of stuff they're just not covering at all. You know, the pardoned January 6th offender who was planning, allegedly, to assassinate the minority leader. That doesn't come up. A lot of coverage of immigration, not a lot of coverage of the way that anyone is being wrongly treated by ICE. George Redis doesn't get mentioned on Fox. The El Salvador Gulag doesn't get mentioned. The story about how we traded the MS-13 informants to El Salvador and got nothing for it, that doesn't get mentioned. There is the only issue really where Trump gets critiqued at all, and we'll get into this at the end, is Ukraine. There is some pushback, very soft, very gentle. You know, you don't want to hurt the big man's feelings. Some gentle Ukraine pushback. But on all of the other ways in which Trump is acting unlawfully, that's not covered. And the only kind of things that the only way that critiques of him do get brought in besides Ukraine is like make fun of liberals for being too dramatic. You know, there's a lot of condemning of pearl clutching. You know, I like pearl clutching. A lot of condemning of that and, you know, showing reels of the Democrats. Oh, the MSNBC hosts were really mad that Trump is bulldozing the entire East Wing. So you get a lot of that. But was watching for a couple hours, and then we get to the Will Cain show. And he is having this segment with Dinesh D'Souza's son-in-law, Brandon Gill, congressman from Texas. This guy has some pretty grotesque statements in his past, as do a lot of these Republican reps. But his stuff is just really rancid and out there. Obviously, he was a big supporter of the January 6th efforts to overturn the election, et cetera, et cetera. But Will's show is based in Dallas, so he has Texas congressman on there in studio, and I'm watching that. And let's play a little bit from that interview.
They get more congressional representation, more members of Congress from those blue states because of the illegal aliens who are there. That's what they're doing. It's a plan to cynically, systematically rig our elections in their favor.
It's such an interesting point about the census, and it only serves to complicate this entire problem, which the issue of illegal immigration, but immigration at large is one that has to be unwound and more thought out and have a real conversation in this country, not dismissed as jingoism or bigotry, but rather, what does it mean to be an American? And from the census to the voter rolls to cultural assimilation, these are conversations that must start now. And I agree with you. The border, by the way, that's just the start. Deportations, no matter what kind of freak out we see in the streets, that should just be the start.
So interesting there. Two bites from this I want to play. One is they're doing a lot of border talk, but Will Cain is going to the next step here. You know, he's saying it's not just about illegal immigrants I'm worried about. He's actively saying we need to look into legal immigration, who we're bringing in. He had some other stories on this hour about examples from Europe of migrants coming from other countries doing bad stuff, obviously implying that we shouldn't be bringing people in from those asshole countries, et cetera. And we should be reviewing the refugee process, as the administration's doing with their new whites-only refugee process. So Will Cain is kind of, really kind of pushing the envelope there. And then. He says it directly. He wants to deportations here no matter what pushback you see in the streets. So Will Cain is not at all moved by the fact that many Americans have come out and said that in their communities they don't want masked officials hassling people who are not criminals, hassling people who in some cases are American citizens or who are legal residents. They don't want that in their communities. Wilkin doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about their protests. He doesn't care about the rights of Americans who are expressing their displeasure with this government. And he just feels like it's necessary for the feds to send their jackbooted thugs into the streets and deport people and hassle people. No questions asked. Opposition allowed. So that's an interesting fact. Another. This one's a little more fun. Here's what it gets to next.
Before you go, I just want to ask you about this news from the last hour. Mm-hmm. The United States saying to Ukraine, do what you have to do.
Yep.
That basically now not holding the reins anymore on Ukraine using long-range missiles into Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we have a president who is the deal maker in chief, who is searching for peace, whether it's in Russia or whether it's in the Middle East, and he's been wildly successful. So I'm excited to see where this goes, but I trust in the president, and I think the American people trust the president to make the right decision here. And listen, what we want to see is this war in Ukraine and Russia to come to an end. We want the fighting to be over. We want the killing to be over. And I think that's where the president is taking
it. It's nice to see someone use leverage on the international stage,
exactly,
not the
right
suffering of Americans as leverage during a government shutdown.
I love this. This is a classic Fox segment. There's a Wall Street Journal story talking about how Trump was doing something that Biden hadn't done. Some conservatives, the remaining kind of neocon pro-Ukraine side of the Republican Party, had criticized Biden for. Remember, Biden was getting it from both sides, right? Like the hawks were criticizing him for not giving Ukraine enough weapons and allowing them to be more aggressive and attacking inside of Russia. And then the isolationists were complaining that we were helping at all, right? No one was giving him any credit. So here, you see there's this Wall Street Journal story. It's like, oh, Trump is going to let Ukraine fire these offensive weapons into Russia, the ones provided by us in the West, take the handcuffs off them. And you kind of see these like compliments coming from Fox News, because that's like what they're trying to nudge Trump to do. And then later you see Trump. Oh, let's just watch.
No, it said that I gave Ukraine permission to shoot missiles deep into Russia. I didn't do that. Second of all, they're not using our missiles. They're using, I think, European missiles or from someplace. But they're not using ours. And what they do, I don't control that. But I do control our missiles. They're not shooting our missiles. And it was a fake story. Wall Street Journal does a lot of fake stories.
Oopsie doops. Wasn't a true story. Fake news. Wall Street Journal, fake news. So the story there, he was getting the props from. No, don't worry. Don't get confused. Trump is not doing anything more to help the Ukrainians. He's still, doing what Big Vlad wants. There was one other thing, though, I observed about all this. I didn't tweet about any of that. I did tweet a little cheekily about something. And that was just this image of Will Kane. And, these guys like to do macho stuff, like to talk about macho stuff. Will Kane was out there doing the push-up challenge with Pete Hegseth, etc. And it's just noteworthy that they have this set that they created in Dallas. And I look at it and he just looks like a little birdie. He just looks like a little baby birdie perched up there on his chair. It's just not a flattering look. It's kind of reminiscent of that picture of Marco, little guy in the big chair. This is kind of like little guy in a high chair. And I thought it was funny. And so I fired off a little tweet teasing him. And lo and behold, I keep watching. 20 minutes later, kudos to them for the rapid response. Here's what I saw on my screen on the airplane.
Hey, let's check in on a viewer comment. Let's check in with the man in the pearl necklace. Tim Miller of The Bulwark writes in, hey, Will, I'm not sure about the aesthetics on this chair. Takes a screenshot of the chair I'm sitting in with you here right now. And what I would say to the man in the pearl necklace is, you're right. This chair ain't working for me. Frank, Tiger, we got to do something about this adult booster seat. Take camera two. We got to do something about this. There's no manly way to sit. There's no place to put your feet. Look at this thing. It's very, very, very narrow. We got to work on this.
All right. Okay. Points, I guess. Points for being outside of your bubble for a second, outside of the Fox bubble, taking some feedback. I do, in retrospect, I wish I would have provided more tangible feedback about the lies that they're advancing about Ukraine or about how offensive the views were about, how he doesn't care about people speaking out and protesting and exercising their First Amendment rights when it comes to the government's unlawful crackdown on American citizens and legal residents through ICE in the streets of American cities. But it would have been nice to have a substantive back and forth, but he took the critique you could tell kind of maybe agreed with it. I don't know. Maybe I hit on a nerve. I think I might have struck a nerve inside the producer's Slack feed there. Maybe maybe Will or some others hadn't been happy about that picture, that little image. I will notice one thing, though. There's a little discrepancy. In my tweet, I posted the screenshot that included the full picture where you can't even see his little baby legs, and it's just the little tiny Tim feet at the bottom there. In their picture, they cut that off, so he looked a little more macho. So, seems like they're a little conscious about it. Seems like they are conscious of the lack of manliness. And if you don't believe me, if you think I'm overeating that, watch what happened at the end of the show.
Tyler says, Will, only real alphas can do this in a chair. Do we have a picture? What's he talking about? How did I sit? We need to see the picture of me sitting effeminate in that chair. The five.
Whoa. I don't know. That's like a meltdown. That's the end of the show. That was literally the end of the show. Him just being like, yes, I guess I'm effeminate. Next to five. Whoa, buddy. Guess we struck a nerve. Guess we struck a nerve with the old Will Kane. All right. We'll keep it up. We'll keep monitoring what's happening over there. I know they're watching our stuff. We show up on the Will Kane show from time to time. So, I don't know. Do you think we can help him see the light? Probably not. But we'll keep doing our best. Subscribe to the feed. I appreciate you guys. And we'll be... I'm not effeminate. We'll be talking to you soon.